Hey folks, Russ Bailey here. It's time for another Brush Pile Fishing the Podcast. We've got a great show in store for you. No guests today. We're going to do something a little bit different. It's the year-end podcast, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brush Pile Fishing. Hey, welcome back, folks. Russ Bailey here. And what I want to do today is just talk about, you know, the season we just ended, talk about some plans for the future. So let's get started. First of all, when we look back at season eight, hopefully you like some of the shows we did. We're trying to bring you new areas, new guests, some examples. One of the things that we did, we went to Caddo Lake in Texas with Brian Carter. We actually taped two shows there. One will air next year. But I've been at a lot of great places in my time doing this show. But Caddo Lake is probably one of the most beautiful places in the world. It is like you went back into history. The bait store, I know we showed that on the show. It's over 100 years old, and it's exactly like it was when they built it, used for the same purpose. Very, very cool. During that trip, it's where we had our whirlwind tour for brush pile fishing. If you remember, we hit like six or seven lakes in a week's time, and we posted everything that we was doing along the way. Great response from the fans. You guys was chiming in. It was pretty cool experience. Hopefully we can do something like that. Also, we talked about new guest, Warren Cotton. He joined us for the first time. You know, Warren and I have tried to get a show together in the past, and we had some boat issues. We had this issue. The weather didn't cooperate. Finally got to tape my show with Warren. Turned out great. Had a great time with him. And I want to thank his wife, because Warren was kind of backing out because the fishing hadn't been that good. She talked him into taping that day. So thank you. We also went to some lakes in Ohio. We went to Deer Creek. Shot a nice crankbait show with Mike Six. Mike's a great guy. Gave a lot of great information. What else did we have in this year? We had some casting shows. You know, those were all new shows, new guests, but then we had some familiar favorites. Went down to Tennessee and shot with my good buddy Kent Driscoll. We were doing a casting show, and we absolutely smoked them down there. And then, of course, the one that just aired here recently, my good buddy John Harrison. And it's always a hoot when I do a show with John, and I can't thank him enough for being a guest as many times as he's been on the show. We got a lot of response on that one, too. So great show. So, again, we had some familiar favorites as well as some new guys. The other thing we tried to do, especially with live scoping now, we still try to cover as many techniques and patterns as we can. So we had a little bit of everything. Just last week, you probably seen the show at Indian Lake. We shot that 1 hour in between rainstorms, you know, shallow water shows. So we try to bring you every pattern technique we can. Looking ahead to season nine, these are the shows that are actually going to start airing in 2023. We've got some great ones to tape for you. Starting out with my good buddy, Tom Hankins. You know, Tom's another, when he's a guest on the show, the information he gives is just outstanding. And we did a show, you hear a lot of guys using LiveScope now, but the tournament guys, the true professionals, they do it a little bit different than a lot of us. They are chasing single fish. I had my eyes open on that show. I was there to learn as much as anyone. And I'll tell you what, it gave me a new respect for some of these tournament guys, because that is absolutely work. Tom, during that show, told me that there are times they may only drop their line in the water 10 to 15 times in a whole day, because if it's not a fish they think they're going to weigh in, they don't even go after it. They're constantly on the hunt. A lot of work, great information in that show. My good buddy, Brian Cleland, we did a show on Shelbyville during the spawn, and it was just one of those days. Everything came together. The fish were biting. Now, we had 30-mile-an-hour winds, but I tell you what, the fish were biting. Great time on that show, shallow water action. Another lake, another state we've never been to, I did a show with retired military man Joe Bragg, who's now a guide out in Kansas, and that was a late fall show. It's going to air in 23, and I'll tell you what, we had a ball. You hear about guys saying, well, it was every single cast. Let me tell you, this show, it was every single cast. And what was cool about that, I told Joe, man, we're going to use some crappie magnet jigs. He had never used them before. We threw them slab magnets on. They wanted that big bait, and they absolutely pounded them. So, again, going to Kansas for the first time. We also had a great show with my good buddy Jeff Smith. Speaking of crappie magnet, Jeff's invited me for a couple years now to come out and do a wading show, and I love wading. It gives us some problems that we have to do because Joe, the camera guy, didn't like taking the big camera out. So when you watch that show, just keep in mind that Joe, who worked miracles the whole time he was with us, he did that complete show using two GoPros and some mic systems. Turned out great. They had heavy flooding before we got there, but I love waiting, and that turned out to be a super show coming up. Also, got to finally fish with my son, Wyatt. I call him Wyatt the Bass Guy because he crappie fishes when he goes along with Dad. But the kid loves bass fishing, loves wading the river. Very seldom using a cork, so it was new to him. But we went to Buckeye Lake in Ohio. Had a beautiful day on the water, caught some good quality fish. Another show that's going to air, me and my partner Tom Peterson, Lake Jessup in Florida. We went down there. The crappie assassin put us on some good fish. Got the fish with Fred Carter the day before. But when you see that, that's the place where we did a live video. We found one dock that was completely broken down. Half of it was in the water. We had a storm coming in. We did a Facebook Live because, again, when I say it was every cast, you got to see it. Every time we threw on that dock, we caught a fish. That video, we hit 100,000 views on that in like 48 hours. So I know I talked to the crappie assassin for the next 2 weeks. He said you couldn't get on that dock whether it was daytime or nighttime. So we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up for 23. And, you know, there's been a lot of rumors. Is Brush Pile going to be around for season 10? Absolutely. We're going to start taping season 10 probably in February of 23. So we are looking for, again, new ideas, new lakes, new guests you like to see on the show. Send that to me. Text it to me. Message us here at Brush Pile. But we are already getting plans underway for season 10. Want to talk about tournaments too. One of the things we got away from this year in the podcast is posting local tournament information. We want to get back to that. I think tournament fishing in the last year or so, numbers are definitely down, and I want to see those get back up. So if you have a local tournament or the national tournaments and you like it on the podcast, send us your complete schedule for the year. And I'd like to end each podcast with, you know, just showing a graphic of that for you. I know we've got a new national tournament trail coming this year. I believe it's called the National Crappie League. So that's something different. But again, I would love to see the numbers get back up. You know, when my buddy Matt Morgan was running the ACT, that was about as true a professional trail for crappie guys as I've seen. Matt was no nonsense when he ran that. And, you know, he got out of the tournament world, but I want to see the numbers get back up to where they were. So if you've got a tournament, if you're the tournament director, get us that information. We'll get it on the podcast. Another place we're going, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to do a show with my good buddy Fred Carter. We're going to go on out to Oklahoma. We've never been there before. So before I wrap things up, okay, couple more topics I want to talk about. First of all, seminar schedule. I will be, let's see here, January 13 through 15, I'm going to be at Sharonville, which is Cincinnati area. We'll have the Brush Pile set up there. Also Columbus, same thing. We'll have our Brush Pile booth here. That'll be February 10 through 12th. Vance Outdoors in Hebron, Ohio. I will be there February 25th and 26th. The Grizzly Tackle Show. Don't have the dates, but you know I'll be there. I love going out there, seeing some of the folks that we do every year. So I wanted to give the seminar schedule. And the last thing before we close things out here, and this is something it's weighed on my mind. I didn't know if I was going to talk about it today. But I feel I've been in the industry for a long time, so I can say what I want. So one of the things with social media, it can help promote a sport, promote a business, but it can also hurt, okay? And one of the things, I'm sure I'm not the only one that's seen this on Facebook and stuff, but man, a lot of negative comments throughout the year and this and that. And just want to say for 23, let's try to curb that down some. You know, the true meaning of crappie fishing, whether you're competitive or not, is just being out on that water, enjoying Mother Nature, and just the relaxation. You know, I love being out on that water. And speaking of that, one of the things, one of the shows that's going to air in 23 that really means a lot to me, we taped down in Mississippi with Mike Ellis. And I'll give you a little background on this show. Mike fishes, it's a private lake, which we normally don't tape on private lakes, but this one I wanted to do. Mike has been fishing that ever since he was a little boy with his father and his father's friend. Both of them have passed, but Mike has went back every single year. He fishes those same areas because it brings back the memories with his dad and his dad's buddy. And, you know, to me, that's what crappie fishing's about. That's why we wanted to bring you that show. It's going to be a great one. But just like I say, you know, and especially like me being in the crappie business, you know, we have sponsors that, you know, have been with us in the past, but can't get with us in the future for different reasons and stuff. But, you know, we never hold any of that against anyone. I've got great friends in the crappie business that are sponsored by other companies that compete with mine. Okay. That doesn't, you know, I don't go bad mouthing them or this or that. So I just, you know, let's curb the negativity. Let's make 23 a positive year for all crappie fishing and remember what the meaning of it is. So that's my two cents on that. I wanted to throw it in. So the other thing is I want to thank my sponsors before we close things out. You know, many of my sponsors have been with me from the old days when I had Midwest Crappie. And the thing that I like about my sponsors, it's more than business. We've become friends over the years. You know, Jack, Jeff, David from Mossback, David from Driftmaster, we've just become great friends. And I think that's one of the things in a small industry like this, I think is very important. So I never take anything for granted. I value the sponsorships, but more than that, I value the friendships I've made. So with that, let's thank our sponsors. B&M, Cornfield Fishing Gear. Again, another company that just came on board a couple years ago, but absolutely super products. Check them out. Crappie Magnet, or as I would say to Jeff, Crappie Magnet. Driftmaster Rod Holders, I Hold Jigs, Easy Drift, Garmin Electronics, Hook and Bullet Sunglasses, Mossback Fish Habitat, Offshore Tackle, Power Pole, Slime Line, and our boat, the War Eagle. So again, thank you to all the sponsors for sticking with us. We're looking forward to another season. We've got some great shows. And folks, I want to thank you guys for your support of Brush Pile Fishing. I get to go all over the country, fish with the best anglers, make friendships all over the country. And it's because of you guys. The support we've had from the fans has been incredible. Appreciate it. I just hope you stick with us for next year and beyond. So again, send us some tournament schedules. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. We're looking forward to 2023. We're out of here.